Some Atlantans needing help to pay the rent will have a rare chance today to sign up for housing assistance. The city's housing authority is reopening its wait list for Section 8 vouchers for the first time in more than 2 years. But as WABE's Stephanie Stokes reports, some low-income residents find it's tough to get on the list.
It is 11 right now.
It's a weekday morning, and Athena Robinson is checking the time on her phone. She just worked an overnight shift as a security guard, and she says she'll soon take a nap.
I'll probably get up about 3 or 4, pick up my child, do what I need to do for him.
Robinson's a single parent. She says it's hard to make ends meet, and that's why she's applying to the Section 8 wait list. But she's not optimistic.
I've applied in the past. I've always gotten denied. It just says that they did the lottery and my name wasn't selected.
She says it doesn't make sense to her. She must meet the program's job requirement.
I feel like if I'm working, providing, doing what I can to keep a job, I don't understand why someone like me wouldn't be able to get it.
That may be because a lot of other people apply too. Last time, more than 100,000 tried to sign up for the city's housing wait list, but only 10,000 were chosen in the lottery. The Atlanta Housing Authority's Catherine Buell says they have made changes since then. For one, they now give preference to Atlanta residents. Many who applied last time were from elsewhere. And they've expanded their wait list to 30,000 spots.
So we anticipate by pulling 30,000 names, we will in fact be able to give an opportunity for residents in the city of Atlanta to have affordable housing.
Well, that is, if they can wait for the housing vouchers. Buell says it may take 3 to 5 years to work through the wait list. Stephanie Stokes, WABE News.